Okay.
Hello, welcome to the Faro Butzelizer Rants. Today I'm here, I'm Judek Faro, I'm with MJT.
Hi, this is special guest MJT. I'm very sick today, so I'm speaking very softly with the mic very close to my mouth.
Oh. Well, so I was thinking on commenting some Brazilian music. And what do you know from Brazilian music, MJT?
Well, I know about Rio Funk Balls, I know about Samba Jazz, and I know about Sepultura, the heavy metal band.
Yeah, Sepultura is cool. Well, people generally ask me why do I hate Brazil, and why I always saying that I don't like the Brazilian music. And well, there are many reasons for that.
Well, I don't know. I know you don't really like Rio Funk Balls too much, do you?
No, not really. That's exactly the problem.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
What about like nylon string guitar jazz, like the samba and bossa nova, of the Brazilian jazz tradition?
That's, I think, is even better. But when I come to listen to Brazilian music, I prefer Brazilian rock, which is not very known.
Yeah, can you name some Brazilian rock bands?
Oh, of course I can. We have like RPM, which is RPM. Legion Urbana. Yeah, that's the those.
Are there any that I might have heard of besides Sepultura?
Well, we might have heard of Angra.
I don't think so.
Angra.
No, doesn't ring a bell.
Well, it's Sepultura, but is. Well, it's not like Sepultura. It's heavy metal, but with
heavy metal.
Yeah, but more keyboards, effects, and so on. It's lighter.
Oh, okay, that sounds good. Why don't you send me a link to something by them on YouTube that you're going to play? Then I can listen to it, and then you can play it, and then we'll discuss it after it's done.
Okay, I'm just session free now. Carry on. We have Rebirth. Oh no, this is the album. I think there was. They're from the 80s. Well, the band is
80s,
yeah,
right.
The band started on 80s. Silent Call. Oh, but they have new songs. Let's just listen to this Silent Call song. I'm going to send you a link for it. And I'm going to stream it, I hope. I hope I can stream it.
Strangers in the night, exchanging rumors.
Yes, say what I was.
Got an old bag full. some memories, many laughs and many cries. New day, sunrise, sound the trumpets of the dawn.
The configuration.
Only guided by faith. Through the darkness or light, I have no eyes. It's always the same. It's always there, oh, night and day, oh, the silent call.
Okay. Oh, that music, this music is really sad, man. I never heard it before. Well, let's comment about it now. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Well.
It was not very well experienced.
I don't know why. Yeah, this really sick. I still need to figure out a way to trim. Yeah.
No, that's...
I never listened to that before.
They have better music.
They were better.
No, I never had that.
I'm more used by rebirth.
Definitely. Yeah, this is a more heavy metal-y one.
Yeah. Well, can you say I'm making changes on the audio? Can you say something to the test?
Can I say something?
Yeah. Well, I think it's working now.
What would you like me to say?
Yeah. It's working now. Now I need to find a better way to stream from YouTube because I don't have all this music. Yeah, I'm the kind that don't prepare the show before going to make it. Man, I have a test in 2 hours.
Well, you know what they say about on radio? The stakes are low.
Really?
Like, it doesn't really matter what happens. You can have a bumbling show. Like, it's not a disaster if you totally screw it up.
I don't know. I can check how many listeners we have. I'm kind of busy here. I hope there aren't many because this show is going to... I don't know.
Brazilian. Okay, you have Brazilian crap music listed as your genre.
Yeah, but there's no music yet.
Yeah, we had a peak of 6 listeners, and now we have 4.
Oh, well, that was very much. That's still very much. Well, okay. How many listeners are you having on your shows, MJT?
On my show?
Yeah.
Oh, anywhere from 5 to 10, usually.
Oh, cool.
Not that many. And then there's... I tell myself that there are some unknown number of people downloading the podcast. So, you know, I can
yeah.
make a number in my head. Like I say, you know, 20 people do it or whatever, but it's probably less than that.
Yeah. I'll try to play reverse now.
All right. This is Angra, by the way, the Brazilian band.
Yeah.
Look them up. Brazilian progressive power metal band.
Now I just turn it off. We there. No, they see nothing to see. Oh, now like a miracle light starts with the bay. I'm having technical issues, just as usual. Where are you, Amy JT? Yeah, I'm on Linux. And people are not hearing you anymore, I presume. Ha! What's wrong today? Oh no. I'm on Linux, I'm on Ubuntu now.
Something. Oh, really? So not you. Okay, interesting.
Wait, okay, say something again.
Something.
I think yes, it's working now. Well, today it's really a mess. Whatever.
Hello.
Yeah, now it's working. What do we have to say about Angra?
I think it's actually, I just listened to the stream and it's just you sounding now. I think that I'm missing from it.
No, I'm not sure. Are you sure? Maybe.
No, I'm not 100% sure, but.
Maybe it's just the delay.
No, I think that I'm missing. Oh, wait, yeah, there I am. Okay. Yeah, you're
okay.
Right.
Well, what can you say about this band?
It's interesting that they sing in English. I wonder, is that a common thing with the Brazilian...
No. Yes, with the Brazilian heavy metal, it is. We have just like, we don't have Brazilian, Portuguese heavy metal. It's not something usual. All these bands turn out to sing on English. But we do have rock in Portuguese.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It reminded me a little bit of Symphony X. Well, have you heard of them?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm not a fan. I don't listen to most, but I know what you mean.
Or Dream Theater, maybe.
Yeah, with all those keyboard effects and so on.
But I like them, though. It's I might start listening to these guys.
Well, it's not a bad band. Well, I'm searching now for Legion, one of the bands I really like, Brazilian bands I really like, and I'm not going to broadcast it from YouTube because it really sucks. I'm going to play from my own arsenal.
Excellent.
Yeah, so I'm going to play to a music called Indios, which means Indians. Just let me find it. Man, my folders are all a mess. This is the messy show. Yeah, I'll find it someday. Maybe not. Maybe I will. Thanks for coming.
So we have 5 listeners now.
Oh, cool. I don't know why they're listening to this, but thanks for listening. Yeah, this is me trying to find music on my own computer. I can't find because I'm a very organized person. Where are the freaking music? Okay, I'm going to stream it and I'll send you the link.
Actually, I'll just listen to the stream. I think that's easier.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so let me know when you're going to turn it on.
Yeah, I'm going to turn it on soon. I found the folder. Now I need to find a specific music that's saved. Okay. There is no such a searching thing where I can type and find the music.
Wow.
Primitive. Really primitive. Maybe I'm just too blind to find it, but I never found it. I always open mix when it's the time for the show, like 5 minutes before the show, so I never had too much time to learn it. Where is the music I want to play? Okay, I'm going to play another one. I'm going to play... what can I play from Legion? I'm going to play Será.
Okay, let me know when you hit play.
Okay, and I'm just hitting play now.
Pertenço a você, não é me dominando assim que você vai me entender. Eu posso estar sozinho, mas eu sei muito bem aonde estou. Você pode até duvidar, acho que isso não. Talvez com medo da escuridão, ficaremos acordados, imaginando alguma solução, para que esse nosso egoísmo não destrua nosso coração.
Kind of reminded me of The Cure, The Smiths. Kind of, it was like a little bit of American rockabilly influence,
yeah.
But then sort of also the sort of the new wave thing too.
Yeah, it's from the 80s. Legion was kind of a rebel band because they were on the military. How can I call this? The military regime. I don't know what to say there.
You were that Brazil was under a military dictatorship?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And that was the band who kind of made some protests and...
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of that band?
Legion Urbana.
Okay. When you said Legion, I imagine that's like the name for a heavy metal band, but this was not heavy metal.
No, it's, if you translate this, it's something like Urban Legion.
Mm.
I'm going to play now RPM.
Okay.
Cruz y Espada.
Let me know when you hit play.
Okay, I'm going to play it now. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Let's get back. Hey.
We're back on the air. So that was very ballad-like. I guess that was a ballad. I had trouble categorizing it. Like, it didn't really even sound like rock and roll in a way, but...
Okay. I'm thinking I'm having delay with your audio again. It's delay again. Oh man, that really sucks. Can you keep saying something until I find out the virtual device?
Hello.
Hey? Oh, you think it's better now? Say something?
Something.
Okay, that's cool. I'm going to play the music first. That I was trying to play Indios, which is also full of this, keyboard things. I hope this version is the one I want. So just listen to it.
Alright. was good. I like that.
Yeah.
Legia Urbana.
Legia.
Urban Legend?
Urban Legend.
Yeah. They were a Brazilian rock band formed in 1982.
Yeah.
I looked them up on Wikipedia.
Huh.
But yeah, I mean, the genres that Wikipedia gives is post-punk, punk rock, art rock, folk rock, and alternative rock. So there you have it.
Yeah, I'm thinking on playing something different now. Something from the 1984.
84, wow.
Yeah, it's not it's not really, it's old. And it's not actually, I wouldn't call it rock. Well, just listen to it.
fixação, fixação, fixação.
Now, that was definitely in the vein of, like, 80s new wave pop. It kind of sounded like Bananarama. Like, it reminded me of Long Cool Summer.
I know. Well,
they seem to be really skilled musicians. Like, they can play guitar solos, they can do keyboards. They're very well put together.
And if you search for the lyrics, they are also very, very awesome. I'm not sure if I said the name of the band is Kid Abelha.
I'm looking at the article for them right now.
Yeah, I think it's a group composed of three musicians, right? And this singer, I really love this singer. He has a really good voice.
Yeah. I'm liking all this Brazilian music. This is something I had never heard before. So
yeah, I'm trying to show because I think for foreigners, the first thing they think about Brazilian music is like samba, right? And,
oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Bossa. Well, we also have rock. Yeah.
How old is Brazil? Like, when was it? You know, when was it made into a country?
Well, it was called discovered in 1500.
Okay.
But it was like in the 1700s that it became independent from Portugal.
Okay.
And well, here we are. Now I'm thinking on playing something from a singer called very famous in Brazil called Raul Seixas. I'm not sure if some of you ever heard about him.
I doubt it. No.
It's from 1974. Really old stuff. The quality is really bad, but the music is really awesome. So
let me
enjoy
know.
It. There we go.
Okay.
Eu que já andei pelos quatro cantos do mundo procurando, foi justamente num sonho que ele me falou. Às vezes você me pergunta por que é que eu sou tão calado. Não falo de amor quase nada, nem fico sorrindo ao teu lado. Você pensa em mim toda hora, me come, me cospe, me deixa. Talvez você não entenda, mas hoje eu vou lhe mostrar. Eu sou a luz das estrelas, eu sou a cor do luar, eu sou as coisas da vida, eu sou o medo de amar. O blefe do jogador, eu sou, eu fui, eu vou.
negro e as juras de maldição. Eu sou a vela que acende, eu sou a luz que se apaga, eu sou a beira do abismo, eu sou o tudo e o nada. Por que você me pergunta? Perguntas não vão me mostrar que eu sou feito da terra, do fogo, da água e do ar. Você me tem todo dia, mas não sabe se é bom ou ruim. Mas saiba que eu estou em você, mas você não está em mim. Das telhas eu sou o telhado, a pesca do pescador. A letra A tem meu nome, dos sonhos eu sou o amor. Casa, nos pegue pagues do mundo. Eu sou a mão do carrasco, sou raso, largo, profundo. Eu sou a mosca na sopa e o dente do tubarão. Eu sou os olhos do cego e a cegueira da visão. Mas eu sou o amargo da língua, a mãe, o pai, o avô, o filho que ainda não veio, o início, o fim e o meio.
Okay, so that was Raul Seixas.
Raul Seixas.
Seixas.
Okay. Seixas, yeah. Seixas.
And I'm seeing here that he is considered to be the father of Brazilian rock.
Yeah, something like that.
That didn't sound very much like rock, though. It sort of it reminded me in the beginning of like kind of traditional Mexican music, like with the horns and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's something like that. I think he was just trying to introduce new effects to his music. Mm. He was pretty a visionary musician.
It says here in this article, every year on Seixas' birthday, legions of fans, including hundreds of impersonators, throw a parade in his honor in downtown Sao Paulo. So he's almost a religion.
Yeah, he was really this, sort of this agnostic guy wearing white and with kind of hippie things.
So did your parents listen to him?
Well, no, my parents are a little younger. This guy is really old, 1974. This is just like music for my grandparents.
Oh, wow, okay.
But it's the talking about old Brazilian music is the first you should remember. I mean, it's the first remember you've heard.
Excuse me.
Okay, I see you really sick, MJT. Yeah. I'm going to play what you first mentioned, Sepultura. What about
goody.
Yeah, Roots, okay. Bloody Roots. Yeah. Let's listen to this.
All right. on the air. No discussion of Brazilian music would be complete without a discussion of Sepultura.
Well, what's your opinion about it?
My opinion about it is that it is good. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Cool.
Which I'll tell you what Sepultura. I always pronounce it in like. What do you think of my accent? Sepultura.
Quite nice. Yeah, I would say just Sepultura.
Sepultura, okay.
Yeah.
I have, let's see, Refuse, Resist, Rata Mahata, and Beneath the Remains. Those are the three Sepultura songs that I have.
Oh, cool. Yeah, really good songs. I enjoy a lot Sepultura. Well,
How popular are they, like, in...
Well, they're stuff? Not... heavy metal isn't actually very popular in Brazil. Like, the people from here, just like one-third listen to rock music, and one-tenth of this third really enjoy heavy metal. So it's not popular.
Maybe.
But
my next show, I guess I'll play some funk balls.
Cool. But among those who listen to heavy metal, Sepultura is... big thing. Well, I have a last music to play from. It's very lighter than heavy metal, but it's rock.
Okay.
It's kind of acoustic. The band is called Engenheiros do Havaí, which means like Hawaii engineers, and the song name is Nenhum de Nós. I think it's going to cut off.
Yeah,
well,
probably. That's
yeah,
okay.
That's okay. We just interrupted to say goodbye. Okay, let's play.
All right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, thank you for coming. Thank everybody for listening. I try to show Brazilian music. Goodbye. I think it already cut it.